Hey guys, welcome back to the K-Drop with Maddie and...
Elle, hello.
And we're here joined by a complete stranger. We picked her up off the street today.
We've never met her before this day.
In Southern California. Her name is, what was it? Catherine? Katarina?
You are awful. Like, go walk the plank.
누구세요?
Walk the plank now.
It's Christina!
Yay!
Standing next to you.
Hey, guys.
Standing in the fire next to you. Yay! I think we should Woo-hoo. Keep a tab of the amount of times Christina says Jungkook today.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just...
I'm actually going to bet, and then somebody counts it after.
Yeah, I'm actually right now on this piece of paper writing. I'll tally it. JK okay. count.
I'm guessing...
Yeah, let's guess.
36 times?
That's
is that under?
Guess.
36
That's probably
times.
Low.
Just kidding. Probably low. What is your guess?
You guys are so supportive of this. I don't know what to call it, because we're not going to call it an obsession, because it's clearly not.
Clearly not. She's going to try to tame herself for the air, I think. So
I
gonna
will.
Lower.
I'm going to be...
I'm thinking 15.
Lower. Oh, she has a lot of faith in you.
I do have a lot
because,
of faith.
Because, wait, when we talk about him, I'm not even going to say his name, but when we talk about him, when it's his turn and I have the floor, right. Are you also going to be tallying those times? Because I feel like that's
yes.
not fair.
That counts.
Them.
Oh, okay.
That counts. Yeah.
Okay.
15's pretty low, actually.
I feel like that's really low. I mean, even me as a
it's low.
Alt bias.
It's low.
I think 55.
55 again.
On a good day.
Jungkook or JK counts, just letting you know.
Yeah.
If you say
yeah.
one of the
Any
two, both count.
Cookie. Yeah.
Cookie counts. Yep. Hi guys. If you are not normal listeners to the K-Drop, I'm so sorry. You don't understand any of this. Me, Elle, and Christina are basically the regulars on this pod, always on this pod. You can't get rid of us on this pod. And guess what? People.
What? Way.
What?
No, that's way.
Bull. Bull. Isn't it bull? This is the first episode of Your Girl Maddie that me, Christina, and Elle have done together.
The first one.
Ever.
The first Which, one.
I think people probably didn't even realize that. It just feels like we're always on this together, but we've never actually done an episode of us three.
Yes. Like, it's always been either me and Maddie or Elle and Maddie.
But, okay, it's even more special than that, though, because...
It's more special, yes.
Because it's not just we're on the podcast together. Christina and I are actually in the same room right now.
We are shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah,
it's so
knee
cute.
To knee.
Okay.
Blanket to blanket.
Plank footsies on that side of the podcast. They're hugging their Tata. No, T2.
No, not Tata.
Schluki.
This
Spooky?
Is Mang.
Oh, Mang. Blah.
Can you get your
Jiminy?
BT21 merchandise correct?
That's like Jim,
I
show
am
him,
offended.
Show him again. Show him again.
Okay,
who's
repeat.
Who's
I swear
wait,
that's
Tata. Me. No,
that's Schmooky.
No,
that one is Schmooky. Jimin's toy.
Fired. She is fired. You're done. You are done. Okay,
no, I
repeat
actually
after
genuinely
me.
Don't know the name of that thing.
Okay, well, you got to repeat after me. Okay, repeat after me. Chimmy.
Oh, Chimmy. Okay.
Okay, say
Jimmy.
Chimmy. Okay, no,
Jimmy.
Chimmy.
Okay.
Not PD, not Jimmy.
Not PD
Chimmy.
Jim.
So repeat after me.
You almost
okay,
said,
excuse
not
me.
PD Jim.
If you, okay,
I know
if you
for
can
a fact,
hear me, put your hands on your head. You are not being a very good student right now.
You can hear me.
Okay, put your hands. Yeah, that's exactly. Freeze, please. Freeze, please.
I'll catch my bubble. That? I'll catch my bubble.
Okay. Okay, repeat after me. Chimmy.
Chimmy.
J-Hope. That's not J-Hope. That is Mang. Okay, Mang.
Chimmy.
Mang.
Mang. Bango. Cookie.
Who's this? Cookie. She got
I want
one.
RJ. Give me
oh,
RJ.
Wait, is this
Jin
cookie?
For
is
life.
Okay.
Did you just say Jin for life?
I said give me RJ.
Let's not start this.
So... We're here to record a K-Drop episode about our 97 line.
Oof.
Yo.
So many visuals here.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Many
this
it's
is
a really
honestly...
good line. You know who's the best though? Oh. JK.
Yep. Okay. One. There's one.
One.
Oh, wait. We said cookie earlier. That's two.
We did say okay. it. But she did.
I never said it. Didn't. I didn't say it. I was waiting for you to say it.
Okay. I'll erase that one.
Okay.
Yes. We're talking about the 97ers, which when I was a baby, a young baby K-pop fan.
What has this got to do with anything?
When I was eight.
When she's an infant.
No, I mean a baby.
You need to talk about this. I was born on Sunday morning. Excuse me.
Wait, I was born stop on talking. Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
Stop talking. Okay, Joshy really needs you to stop talking right now. Okay.
I'm going to make a Joshua Hong count even though he's not on this episode.
You literally need to stop and you have one. To like kind of switch your words. You can't say, when I was a baby, and then you just said... And I quote.
When I was a baby K-pop stan.
See, like, I feel like she...
Not even a stan. I was just a fan. I was a casual viewer back in 2019 or whatever. It was the 97 line that I first heard about being a quote-unquote line. I said, what does that even mean? And they're like, it's all the people born in 1997, yo. And they're like,
Did they talk like that?
They said, yo. They said, it's Jungkook. And then they said, who else is in that line? They said, you know, Mingyu. And I said, okay. And they said, Chanu. And those are the only people I knew at the time, I think.
Okay.
And those are the friends. Those are the buddies. Yeah.
And
those
I said, cool.
We love them.
The dream team.
I'm just saying, it's the first time I ever heard that phrase. And I feel like they're the most popular line is the 97 guys. Don't you feel like?
Yeah, they're definitely the most popular.
But it's because of JK.
Two.
All right, that's
of course,
two.
Why not?
Okay. Of course, why not? Of course, why not? I'm going to... Let's try to say that as many times as possible. Of course we're okay. not.
So.
Anyways. We're talking about them.
Yeah, we're talking about them. And I'm visiting Christina and it's wonderful. She showed me around her little beach town. And it was beautiful. Aww. And I met her doggies and they were so cute. They were so
doggies.
Cute. So we had a great day.
There's some cute dogs we'll talk about today in this episode.
That's
some
true.
Of these 97 the guys have good dogs.
Yeah. Or they've kissed dogs.
They have dogs. They kiss dogs.
Or they are a dog. Mingyu.
Or they are a dog.
Of course,
that's
why
true.
Not?
Of course, why not? Of course, why not?
Is it the year of the dog?
But I feel like Bam is the Bama Hausa.
Hausa?
Best.
Bam Hausa.
I didn't say that name, though, so you can't dock me.
I think Bam counts under Jungkook, so I'm going to give you one for that.
Oh, okay.
Referenced Jungkook. I'm getting by his dog.
We should rank the 97 dogs
later. We should absolutely rank the dogs later. I have my answer already.
I know what she's going to say. I know what she's going to say.
No, I'm going to say Chanu kissing a dog. That's obviously number one.
You know what?
Chanu is a cute dog, too.
What is the best memory you guys made in this little adventure together? You too. What you told me you befriended an old man. That was... That sounds nice. Off air, they said that. They said we made a friend.
Us. I will.
I said
he befriended us.
He likes glass fishing.
You know that too.
What's it called? Is that am I right?
So I'm showing Elle around my town, and I've showed her the harbor, the pier, different like lookout spots. And then I showed her this one area by this one place. And then she was talking about sea glass. And then this man, this older man, turns around and he's like, oh, sea glass.
Great.
We had a whole conversation about sea glass. And
I
became
see how
besties.
This came about.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not glass fishing. Yeah. It's sea glass fishing.
No.
I mean, you're wrong on both accounts, so I don't know. You're wrong. Like, you're just like.
She doesn't know what sea glass is. She has no idea what sea glass is.
Fish. It's a California thing, I guess.
I know, because we talked about this. England is like the best place to get sea glass.
This is true. This is true.
Do you eat this? Is it something you eat?
Can you? It's glass. Why would you eat glass?
I just thought maybe it was slang or something.
No.
Can you just tell us?
Glass
really fast.
Breaks and it's in the water in the sand, and the sand like rubs it like sandpaper until it becomes smooth, and then there's like beautiful, they're like little gems that you find on the in the water, like on the beaches.
So you don't really fish. It's like you find them like shells.
This has nothing to do with fishing, like we talked about.
I don't know where I got that.
Stop bringing up fishing.
It has nothing to do with K-pop either, so maybe we should move on.
You know what? Let's move on.
I wonder what kind of sea class they have in Korea.
Okay. I think that Jacob
of course, why not?
Goes sea glass fishing too. Of course, why not?
Oh, yeah. I bet Jacob would love that.
He would, okay. though.
So we have a lot to talk about. This is going to be another 3-hour podcast, I feel like.
It's going to be kind of long. Fuel up. So we're going to take a midway potty break. Take a potty break. We will.
Okay, so buckle up. So we're going to talk first about what's current in K-pop. And our last episode was the year-end recap. So we kind of missed December comebacks. So we're going to talk a little bit about some December comebacks because there weren't that many, honestly. And some notable ones. So we're going to talk a little about December comebacks. First was December 1st.
Woo!
Super epic comeback.
Yo.
ATEEZ is the world... episode Finn colon Will, and the title track was Crazy Form.
Don't.
What are your thoughts, everyone?
Bum, bum, bum. My ego's in
is that the
show.
One where Ooyoung wiggles his butt?
Yes, okay. It is, and
that's very notable.
I love this moment. He during the live for their comeback live, mm-hmm. Ooyoung introduced himself. He said, "Hi, I'm Ooyoung, and I'm in charge of the butt for this comeback." It was great.
I mean, need I say more?
Is it bad I didn't notice the butt shaking?
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
That's the first thing Elle pointed out to me. She's like, don't miss the butt shaking. Mm-hmm. And I said, noted.
Yeah.
It's Woo Young's Hoshi moment.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I love this comeback. I love the whole album, actually. I love Crazy Form, but I also like the whole album. Jungho solo.
What's your favorite song? Yes. Did you see the preview for his music video?
No.
Okay, you have to. I linked it on our notes. You have to see the preview for their music videos because they're going to have a series of music videos in January. And the preview for his music video looks so romantic.
Oh,
you're
going to
swoon
so
hard. You're going to swoon so hard.
I'm going to swoon so hard. Yeah, that one's called Everything by Jungho. I also love Ariba and I like
Ariba.
I do know
I
that
like
one.
Ariba. Okay, Ariba. The kids at my gym love that song. They call that the salsa dancing song. I also like We Know. Everybody knows. We know. We know. We know.
That's a good one. I love Dreamy Day. It's the AT song I've been waiting for. It's the one I've been waiting for. I
all
love
your
it
life?
So much. All my life I've been waiting for Dreamy Day. It's like the pop. It's the pop song we don't get very often anymore with ATEEZ, and I love it. And it just suits Ooyoung's voice so well. And I can't wait for the music video.
I'm gonna make an Ooyoung tally. I think that's twice so far.
Okay, so everyone is having a tally. There's a Joshy tally. Yeah, there's Josh is not Ooyoung. There's a any of L's bias.
There will be a Xiaojun tally very soon.
Oh, I'm also gonna be on the. Let's make a Xiaojun tally right now, now. If I was not a Xiaojun bias before this research, which I wasn't, I am now.
Yes,
I was actually going to text
Maddie,
you.
This is our second shared bias. We'll talk about our other one later.
I was going to text you during my research, but I was like, save it for the pod. But I was
He's not a 97, just spoiler.
No.
He's a 99, like all of my favorites.
Listen, I'm just saying, I was watching Marine Turtle by NCTU, just trying to casually live
my
life.
Should we just jump to that?
Yeah
that's our next one.
Okay. I was just trying to live my life, you guys. It was just today. It was 1 p.m., I'm just living my life. And then I watch Marine Turtle, which I'll be honest, I didn't expect a lot from. You know? Like, they're dancing on
is
the
this
beach.
NCTU?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And the song itself, it's fine. It's fine. But then Xiaojun comes on screen. Okay, I'm just saying, it was a good experience for me. What do you want to say?
I want to say, well, we're going to talk more about Xiaojun later because he had another comeback. He had a solo thing.
Yes.
But I have recently become obsessed with Xiaojun and Wavy. And you know what it is? He has a beautiful voice, one. But two, he smiles when he sings.
Oh.
And I just melt. I melt.
I just think his eyebrows are darker than they should ever have the business being, but it looks way better than you could ever imagine. That's my
comment. Love it. Yeah, his eyebrows are amazing.
He had skunk hair, and his eyebrows were so dark. It looked like he did have
skunk hair.
And yet I was like, make him darker, my dude.
Yeah.
For some reason, this is really working for you.
It works
but I
on
think
him.
It's because he has a perfect face.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. That's why he can have... If anyone else had eyebrows like that, you'd say, stop. Shave him off.
He rocks it.
He looks... Yeah. Anyways, okay. Yeah, let's talk about... Sorry, I stole your thunder. Marine turtle.
Marine
That's the
turtle.
Next one.
I believe it's in Chinese.
It is. It's NCTU. It's a Chinese. Yes, it's Chinese.
Yeah,
fully.
Which is nice. I like it. And yeah, it's interesting. You never know what you're going to get with NCTU because it wasn't their last big song, like Baggy Jeans. Like, You never have a more different song here.
Hey, say what you want about NCT, but they're not boring. They are not a boring group.
You never know.
They are very interesting. Yeah, there's four Chinese members. It's Xiaojun and Kun, both from Wavy, and then Chenla and Renjun from NCT Dream. So cute.
Aw.
Yeah.
They were a good group. Their voices sounded wonderful together.
Yeah, I feel like the song itself was kind of a, like, puts you to sleep. But the music video is worth the watch.
I thought it was pretty.
It was pretty.
I thought it was very pretty.
Yeah. It was fine.
Well, okay, a fun song is the next one. Twice with Dance Again, they had a fan song. You know, we don't talk about a lot of girl groups, but I like Twice a lot. I like Twice.
Yeah, Twice is cool.
Yeah, and it's just a really fun song. It's a cute music video, like devoted
to
the fans.
I really like it, too.
Yeah. Was the point of the song to be, like, nostalgic? Because it was very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the point? Like a love letter to my fans kind of deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Concert-y show, like reflecting on all that.
It's cool.
Which, by the way, Twice has the coolest light sticks. Like, if we were going to rank light sticks, it might be my number one.
You were thinking, I would love to get a Twice light stick.
Yeah. I need to become a Once. The Once is their fans.
Because they're Twice?
Yeah. Once are their fans. I want to become a
they
Once.
They have the best fan name ever. Like, that's so sad.
That is the best fan name.
It's a really good fan name. Also,
Twas should do that too.
No. We could be the night.
We'll talk about them later.
Twas the night before Christmas.
Twas was a child
Twas,
was born.
That's the a night. Great fan name. Twas, yeah. And then we could be the night, and then you could Christmas. Say Twas the night.
Yeah. Okay. Elle, can you name a member of Twice?
Nope. Can you?
Jihyo, Momo. I know too.
Nice.
Zion.
Ooh.
You know, you got those three, and then it was a cute song. It's a Japanese song.
Okay.
Very nostalgic.
It was so nostalgic. So the next song is also a fan song, and Christine's gonna talk about it. Here we go.
Hi everyone. How are you doing?
Hi. Doing great.
Yeah. Okay. How long do I have? Where start your timer.
Okay.
The right, next three, two, song one. is by Jimin. I'm a little nervous. And it's called Closer Than This. And it was Jimin's song. And I love Jimin. You know I love Jimin. I love BTS. I just love this promotion for this because he's out in the military. He didn't need to do any promotions, but the song slays. It's great. I love it. It's very... What do you think?
It's so cute. I love it. I've said before, Jimin has my favorite voice in K-pop. He really does. I love it. It's so, so cute. Yeah. It's so sweet. It's honestly what I wished was he did with his solo comeback.
Yeah,
or
I wish debut? We would have more music like this. And I love at the end, he involved kids. So the kids are like singing at the end. And it's so stinking cute. I love it.
And what was the thing that Tae did with him? I love that.
Oh, it was like the promo for it. They did this little like video on, I don't know, they put it on BTS official. And they... Jimin was dancing, and then they turned the camera around, and Tae's there with him. And then they made like, little, yeah, and then they did a little note, and it was super, super cute. So I'm so happy. It just made me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a warm cute. Hug. I agree. It was super. The music video was cute too because it showed all the really old BTS footage, like from them a long, long time ago.
Yes.
It was cute. I thought it was really cute.
Okay, the next one. Okay, I might be moving into an NCT era, and I know it's taken me a really long time, but yeah. like they were mm-hmm. overwhelming.
You guys, and you're right. We have this on air.
And especially this next version of NCT, like they really turned me off with baggy jeans, honestly. And I was like, no way I'm getting into this group.
Right.
But I love this song. I love it. Too. Be There For Me. It is so like 90s boys to men. Oh, it's so good.
I love it too. Like, I love it. I loved it. I was like, this is great. Boys to men, good vibes. And first of all, I have a question about this music video.
Please
like,
go.
What vacation are they going to, and can I join?
They went to an auction.
But like, they were wearing all these like fuzzy outfit.
I love their sweaters.
Winter apparel. Mm-hmm. And then, what was the deal with this auction? Like, are they auctioning the boys or are they auctioning?
And then it exploded.
It exploded. I don't know.
Right.
I feel like Johnny came up with this whole thing.
Johnny for sure came up with it. Also, the whole music video starts with them, playing ping pong.
Yeah.
And it literally just have, this whole Christmas vacation.
Yeah, it's so light.
They're all brothers. They're all siblings. They're all, messing with each other. Mm-hmm, and then the thing that, okay, so Elle, you can no longer say you're not an NCT fan because you talk about NCT a lot lately. I need to say that.
Xiaojun's fault. You do.
It is Xiaojun's fault. I know.
And, got me into it. Ten's the real one that got me into it.
There's a lot of guys in NCT, so I get it. But NCT 127, yes, they've put out songs like Sticker that turned us all off. However, not all of us, most people, or me, turned me off. but here's the thing. There's a lot of good talented guys in NCT 127, and I feel like this song shows all their talents off so good. Tae-yeol, Do-young, Jae-hyun, Haechang, their voices are so good. Mark and Taeyong are rapping. I just feel like they highlighted everyone's voices really, really, really well. And I was like, this is really a group of talented guys.
Yeah,
Utah. And I never noticed Utah, but I was like, dude, he's got a good voice. So
yeah. And it's hard to tell with some of their other songs they've come out if they have any talent or not because of the other songs. They don't highlight what they're good at.
Mark always gets his moment no matter what.
Yeah. So yeah. I love this. I'm in my NCT era.
When we watched this video, Elle was like, "That's Mark," and I'm like, "I know Mark. I know Mark.
She knows.
I know.
Everyone knows Mark.
I'm familiar. Yes, but because of you, silly pants.
I know.
All right. Well, the next one is a guy named Big Naughty.
Yes.
Did you tell her what I thought it was first?
Christina is writing notes, and she wrote. You're a Big Naughty with a K-N.
I did. I thought when she said Big Naughty, it was K-N-O-T-T-Y. A knot. Joann's Fabrics.
Joann's. He needs to go to the chiropractor to get rid of all those knots. Yeah. Big Naughty. Yes.
Okay, Big Naughty, B-I, and Yidam.
You love Yidam.
Dying. I love you, Dom. I love it. Okay. Which I think we missed his solo debut at some point. I think we missed it somehow. But it's beautiful. I love it. I love that he is doing his own solo stuff now because he dropped off the map after he left. After he left Treasure, he kind of dropped off the face of the earth and we didn't know what he was doing. And then he debuted and his solo album is beautiful. And now he's working with really big names. And this song is so chill and nice. So the song is INFJ, which is Christina and my Myers-Briggs. It's both of ours.
Wow.
This is BTI.
This is true.
I don't know what the words are. And Hobies. And Chanu. And Wanu. And
of course,
Uzi.
Why not?
And
of course, why not?
Yeah, I think the 8 too, maybe. Okay. So a lot of cool people have this MBTI. I don't know what the lyrics are, though, because they don't have the lyrics on the video. But it's very chill, coffee house vibe, which is a lot of these comebacks, honestly.
Yeah, this song was great.
I will say for this music video, it made no sense.
That's true.
Was there a point to it?
What
I don't think so.
What is happening? That's all.
Okay,
that's...
there was a key with a heart on it, a computer key. That had a heart on it, and then there was a little sprout that grew out of it, and then they caught it in a cup.
I'm gonna tell you the point of this. The point of this music video was that all three of these guys have like show-stopping voices. So who even cares if the music video has a plot? I was just mesmerized. True.
I mean, of course, why not?
Of course,
their
why
voices.
Not?
Yeedom has one of the best voices in K-pop.
Yeah, Yeedom was amazing. This song was like chunked into three sections. And the first section was Big Naughty. Second section was B.I. And then the last was Bang Yeedom, which was kind of cute. Big Naughty is, he's an OST king. He's had OSTs before. Did you recognize his voice? Maybe he had one for Alchemy. Maybe that's why I recognize his voice.
Oh, Mr. Naughty's pretty talented.
Oh, you would recognize it?
Okay. You love Alchemy. I love his voice. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Continue.
All right. So next. Yay! Next is, okay, it's I Am Lay, which is a DJ. And it's featuring Xiaojun. So Xiaojun's the singer on this. Xiaojun. Yes. And the song is Stardust, and I love it. I love it. I love it. This has been in my head since it came out. It's very funky, like playing it in a club type song. And
yeah,
of course, Xiaojun's voice is beautiful.
It was really cute. It's like a dingo live
voice.
Isn't it like a dingo live recording music video too?
Yeah.
I like
D-I-N-G-O.
I like, yes. And I like how simple it was because it really just showed off his vocals.
And the song, yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a bippity-boppity song. It was cute.
Yeah.
And
it's a great song.
Watching the music video or live performance is just a really good idea. Just to look at Xiaojun. So.
Yes, yeah. Just look at him, listen
That's
to him.
That's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so next was S-Coops. We love Coops. Okay, Coops. So S-Coops, he came out with a song called Me, and it was a really raw, emotional song, but it kind of gave me the vibes of Black Eye, honestly, Vernon's Black Eye.
Oh, I love that song.
And the lyrics were really, really raw, because it was about him struggling with these two identities that he has. He has, like, S-Coops, and then he has his real like person, yeah. You know,
what's his real name?
Sungchul, we love you. But yeah, he was struggling with these two different identities, and like who is he and his identity and keeping those two things together. And I know he's been really open about his mental health struggles. He's taken a break from 17, and
it's true.
I thought this was a really powerful song. Okay, so next.
Oh mama,
Twas
oh mama.
The Night Before Christmas.
Twas the Night Before Christmas. Oh mama, oh mama. Oh, oh mama.
You
oh
love
mama.
That song.
I love this song.
Okay,
so
debut.
Much.
The debut of 17's little brother group, the first boy group since 17 from Pledis.
Yes.
And there is, it's spelled TWS, but we believe it's pronounced Twas, to us.
Who knows? I hope it's
okay.
Twas, because that's
we'll
what we're
figure it out before the next K-drop, because we're going to be all about them very soon.
Yes.
So it was a pre-release. It's not a debut. It's a pre-release, because they're not going to debut until the 22nd.
Pre-releases crack me up. I don't understand pre-releases, because they basically just debuted. It's like a whole song. And it's like, they're like, it's not our debut. I'm like, yes, it is. But hey, it's fine. They just call it a pre-release for some reason.
Yeah. So it's called Oh My My : 7 Seconds. And the video is really interesting, because it shows, it's kind of like a documentary at the first part. So the documentary is kind of showing how they're getting ready for their debut, and today's the day of some sort of like showcase.
Yeah.
And then they like show up at where they're going to do their showcase, and 17 is there.
Oh, Joshua Hong was there.
Mr. Bang is there.
I'll put a
Joshua
tally.
Was there.
There you go.
Write that down.
Yeah. Wrote it down.
17 was there. Mr. Bang was there. The Pledis guy was there. Pledis boss.
Pledis boss.
Yeah, he was there. And then they do their music video, and it's really cute, because it like it's supposed to be in 7 seconds, and so everything's like happening in slow-mo behind them, and it's switching scenes, and they're going to very different places as they're dancing, and it's really cool.
I actually didn't know why it said 7s. I didn't know that meant seconds.
Oh.
I thought it was saying
I didn't sevens, either though.
And I didn't know. And I didn't catch the fact that the whole music video was happening in 7 seconds slow-mo. You're really smart. You're way smarter than I am.
I read it somewhere. I'm not smart. Oh. I just read it somewhere.
All right. Well,
it may have been in the description.
I just like the oh mama, oh mama. I love this song. I just think it's so catchy.
Their choreo, though, like how synchronized they were. They're so 17's little brothers. So they 17's are. Little brothers.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. I'm already just so excited for these guys.
As soon as I watched it, I was like, you would love the choreo.
Yeah, it was just
you probably loved it. You
all loved up my it. Alley. I was so pumped when they put the dance practice out this morning. I was like, yes. It was the moving version. I just can't wait for the one, the still version when it's not moving. I'm just pumped about it.
Are you going to like insert yourself into it?
100%. Oh, mama. Oh, mama.
All right. So we'll talk more about TWS later. Do we forget one? Christina, tell us what we skipped. I'm so sorry. I'm apologizing. One. I'm going to apologize to my bias. I apologize.
So
okay,
sorry.
Christina, you take over.
Yeah, Elle. What are you thinking? He forgives you, though, because he's very forgiving. Okay, so the one that came out on V's birthday, right, was he released a single with Umi called Wherever You Are. And it's so beautiful. Did you see it? Did you listen to it, Mads?
Yeah, it was really pretty.
It's so gorgeous.
It's so pretty. It's coffee song. It's sweet. Yeah. It's, that's all I have to say. I just love it. And I love his voice. And their voices together is just beautiful.
Yeah, it was just like a total coffee shop song. I agree.
It's just gorgeous and beautiful and relaxing. Okay, so
opposite of the next song we're going to talk about.
The opposite. The next song, which I'm visiting Christina and I made her watch this yesterday when it came out. I said, Christina, you got to watch this.
Listen.
You have to watch this music video because Sunu and Eric from The Boys have released a music video. I'm taking the mic away from you right now.
We need a disclaimer.
What in the world would be the disclaimer?
They're hamming me, you guys.
Okay.
Chris.
So just be on my side, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's going to be on your side for
Christina,
this.
Christina supposedly thinks that Sunu from The Boys looks like D.O. And I just don't.
There's no universe they look alike. No universe.
It was just that one clip, yo.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
From the Honey music video. So everyone go watch the Honey music video.
It was really funny. It was really funny because we were watching it. And I'm like, yeah, he looks like Dio. And then Elle just was silent. It took her so long to process. She could not believe what I was saying. And then she was like, wait, what?
It's like maybe.
Well, you couldn't remember his name. You were like, that guy from 100 Days by Prince. And I'm like, what guy from 100 Days by Prince? Like, who?
Like, maybe if you took D.O. and, like, stretched him a couple inches taller and then dipped him in, like, a sexiness vat and then took him out and then, like, gave him lip fillers, like, maybe he would look like Sunu?
Okay.
Maybe?
D.O. is sexy, but, like, in a totally different way. Like,
super
different way.
Don't get me wrong. D.O. is super sexy, but Sunu is, like, he's sexier in a lot of ways. Like Sunu. Like Sunu is so cool.
Because I don't know. I don't know a
lot. You know what?
So
yeah.
One day.
Of course, why not?
Okay, Christine, one day you will realize that Sunu looks nothing like Dio.
Because of this, what I said, I will never be invited again. I just know that for a fact.
No, that's actually why we invited you, is because we love hearing these takes.
You're never living it down.
It's so funny.
The Boys, Honey, Eric and Sunu music video was just so sexy.
It's spicy. It's very spicy.
My thought about it is I was like, literally, it doesn't look like the highest budgeted music video they've ever had. Like, it was pretty simple, but like, who cares? Like, those two guys are so hot. Just have them dance in front of a yellow background, which is what they did. And I'm like, this is a great music video.
And put them in crazy clothes.
Yes. Yeah, it's have great. Sunu have like, give Sunu like a perm. And it's like, yo, you look great.
Eric looked fantastic.
Great. It was just swag.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Maddie, the today. Okay. So they'll know when we're recording because it was today. Rise Love 119 came out. Maddie, you love Rise. So tell us your thoughts.
Well, I liked the song. I was confused about the music video. Did anyone else feel confused about the music
video? Yeah. What was happening? Okay. Well, Christina thought it was over, and she thought a different video had started. And I was like, no, this is the same one.
It was just so weird. It paused so differently. And then I was like, we're done here. And then it just like came, it started. I was just very confused.
Okay, I finished the music video saying, am I happy or am I sad? Because I thought in the music video someone like died.
Really?
And then they went to a funeral.
Is that what happened?
Were you not getting, okay, listen, okay.
Didn't get that vibe.
The whole thing.
I thought they had a crush on a girl.
I thought they were all dating the same girl.
Like, it was like lip gloss.
It was like lip gloss.
The whole music video was like, call 911 because you're so hot. I love you so much. But then they like went this tone of like, no, actually call 911. And then they showed that girl at a train track. And then the guys were crying and wearing black suits and driving somewhere. And
oh
I was like,
gosh.
Are they going to her funeral?
Oh.
But then at the end, they were laughing and running around in snow.
See, I don't, that's why I said in my thing, I said it made no sense.
I did like the song though, listening to the song. I just was like, are they taking the tone of like, actually, no, call 911? I don't know. But I love Rise.
I love memories and since memories, I just haven't understood Rise. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I just haven't got it.
Talk Sexy is like so good.
I haven't understood. And this one is probably the most I didn't understand. I did not like the chorus. Christine actually turned down the volume because of the chorus.
You hated it that much?
No, I just, here's my take. And just take this with a grain of salt, everyone.
Great.
If you have a piece of paper and a pencil, write it down. Just kidding. Okay, so the chorus, when they're just yelling but not singing, I, as a teacher,
why I didn't like it.
That's why.
That's it.
Yes. It's because they were yelling and I'm like, you need to use your indoor voices, yo. So as a teacher, that's
I'm a teacher too, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I turned it down, because it was like, you are not using your indoor voices. You need to do a level 1 or 2, not a level 4.
Elle, did you also show her the Mats music video? Because they don't use their indoor
voices.
We
skipped that one. Yeah, we skipped it. Shoot. Yeah, we were also not a fan of the Mats. I love them so much. Okay, I love ATs. I love you, but I don't love this song. I'm sorry.
No,
big pass.
This Mats, ATs Mats music video was bonkers crazy. Like, they had grills. He had a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? Although I also kind of liked it. I kind of like.
Okay, so they had grills and then they had neck tats. And I wrote, what is the point that they're trying to make? Like, I don't get it.
Oh, it's just we're cool. That's the whole point of the music video.
No.
You're trying too hard,
boys.
We're
cool.
You're trying too hard.
I kind of liked it, but it was a lot. It was just a lot. But I was like, no, that was pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Anyways.
Well, okay, what are we looking forward to? Well, ATEEZ is coming out with more music videos soon. We're going to get the other unit group songs, which I'm so excited about. It's You. And then, yeah, that Jungho song, it looks so romantic.
You
the
guys,
music video looks so romantic.
He's the best voice in K-pop. I'm like,
yeah,
he's so good.
He really does.
He's so good.
Christina, who do you think has the best voice in K-pop?
I'm going to say it because I don't care.
Tally.
You can
Tally.
Literally put it.
Tally. Sing it. Sing it.
JK. It's obviously
standing
JK.
Next
you, all,
to you.
You all are wrong. You are all wrong. Don't get the. No, this is my time to shine. Don't take away the mic from me.
We'll
Christina,
talk about JK
I'll
later.
Give it to you. Jungkook has one of the best voices in K-pop, so I get you. I get you. I get you.
But Jungho has the best voice, so.
So good.
Okay, but I'm the most excited about Dreamy Day because I, like I said, that's the song I've been waiting for. Okay, so then we're going to have the TWS. TWS debut album Sparkling Blue, and they just showed the like the concept art and stuff. It looks really cool. And then I'm so excited about Even's second mini album Scene. More Keita.
Ain't nobody gonna get down with the new thing. I said it wrong,
but I just might. Okay,
but
I'm
I
so
just
excited.
Might
so excited. Okay, and then Maddie and I are really excited because we now are obsessed with watching survival shows, and so there's
Boys
a
Boys Planet.
There's a new survival show called Build Up.
I can't with you guys.
I'm so excited. Christina's gonna watch it too.
What am I watching?
I'm so excited.
What am I watching? And what did you
You're
sign me up for?
Build Up. And
Build
we're
up.
So excited.
We're so excited. Okay, it's gonna have. It's kind of interesting because it's not like a bunch of newbie trainees It's seasoned veterans and recently debuted guys that are competing to be in this, like, I think, 4-member vocal team. And so it's like vocal heavy, which is going to be interesting because I think a lot of these, they do dance heavy. You know, like,
they totally
Island,
do.
Like, they literally did not care at all about vocals in Island.
No.
And
then Boys Planet, they, like, kind of cared, but they also jacked up everyone's mic so you could hear every imperfection they ever had.
So it's this, like, is going to be cool because it's, like, really good singers. It's, like, we've got guys from Pentagon. We've got Vanner. I love Vanner. Just B. And then recently debuted groups like One Pact, who we love. I wonder if Jay is going to be on it. I wonder who from.
Is Jay going to be on it? Jay Chang better be on it.
I bet it's
going
to be Jay because it's for vocal. It's vocal competition.
If it's a guy from One Pact, it's 100% Jay.
I wonder if Gonu from Just B is going to be on it. I love Gonu.
Gonu was so good.
And then
Banner,
I love Taewon. I hope he's going to be on here. So anyway, it's not like they're going to leave their group. It's kind of just to, like, promote their current group, I think.
Yeah, I think they're going to do, like, a few, like, drop some songs together, but, like, no one's leaving their group.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like we're all adults here. Like, it's going to be less drama, I think. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I'm excited.
Yeah. So watch it with us because we'll definitely be talking about it on the pod.
Oh, for sure. Unless it sucks, but yes, it's true. Probably not going to suck.
I think it's
actually, if it sucks, we might still be talking about it.
We can ham it.
So that was all the K-pop that has been coming out. Things we're looking forward to, but it's time to get into the meat of what we're doing. The segment this week, the title of the segment is SHOT shoot.
SHOOT.
진짜?
Of course, why not?
Of course, why not?
Of course, why not?
Best acting.
I'm so tired.
we're
talking
them.
About the 97s. So obviously we quote Mingyu because, like, come on.
He's so quotable.
We're talking a little bit how, of course, why not? We already talked a little bit how 97s are just kind of, like, not notorious, but they're, like, famous in the K-pop world. The whole 97 group chat was, like, one of the first things it was one of the first multi-stan realities I was aware of. I was like, what's the 97 group chat? And they're like, you know, different groups talk to each other and all the 97s are in a group chat. I was like, what? I don't know if it's even true, but we do know they hang out. So we're going to talk through our favorite 97s. We're not going to talk through every 97. There's way
so
too
many. We had to not talk about every single one of them because there's just too many. And so we apologize because there's, like, some that are super beloved that we don't know a whole lot about. Like, I think, like, GOT7's a little before our time, and I know that they're, like, inaugural members of the 97, so it's kind of like, how could you even talk about the 97s without talking about, like, Bam Bam? But we just, they're a little before our time, and so we don't know them that well, and there's just too many.
Right.
So we had to make some tough decisions and not cover every single 97.
I'm just really glad that JK has been the cut.
Oh. You're at five.
So we had to invite Christina because she made us, because we're talking about
not true. You wanted me to be on here, Maddie. Is
we
this
did
true?
We
L
she
wanted
was by
me.
Invite by invite only.
By invite.
This is why she's here,
like, secret. Yeah, the secret society.
I just wanted to hear her takes on people that she didn't know at all.
Yeah, she loves that. She loves
my favorite.
Also, it's her favorite thing ever.
Also, L's at Christina's house, so unless we, like, stuck Christina in a closet, it's like, okay.
She's like, you're doing this.
Yeah,
actually, it's true, because you were like, oh, we're doing the K-drop on Friday, and I'm like, we are.
Some of these 97s we know, like, really well. There's a few that we're, like, getting to know a little bit, so
yeah, it was nice.
You'll
to kind of
hear
them.
A few of these members, you'll hear, like, kind of our first impression of them. Some of them you'll hear are, like, 37 billionth impression of them, so mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yeah, some of these we've mentioned so many times, like, every single episode.
Several.
So far.
all the time. Of all course, right. Why not?
Of course, why not?
You know what? Of course, why
kick
not?
Us off, Elle.
All right,
you know
we're gonna
of
start. We're gonna start with it's Uno.
Pick up 12.
All right,
Bangchan.
Well, here's our other shared bias that we're gonna mention, that Maddie and I, we don't have a lot of bias crossovers. We don't.
No,
but we both love Christopher Chan.
You do. You both do. And
I mean,
just so much. And my take is, so many crop tops. Oh. So many crop tops.
Christina, have you
them.
Seen
keep
how,
wearing them.
How jacked he is, though.
I mean, I guess.
Keep wearing them.
Okay,
we love
whatever.
To see it.
That's
we
a
love
very
to
casual.
See it.
The crop. Okay, my first comeback with Stray Kids was Maniac, and in the Maniac music video, he's wearing that like neon yellow green
looks
crop
great.
Top turtleneck. I was like, yeah. Who is this though?
Like when you and I first started talking, that's one of the first things you showed me. You were oh, that's what she showed
that's
me.
That's memorable.
Full on. I do
it's,
remember him. I do
it's
remember.
So memorable.
You were like, oh, you must love him. I was like, I don't know who that is.
What's your favorite okay. Bong Chun look?
I oh honestly, I know he wears a lot of makeup, but I genuinely think he looks the best without makeup.
He looks so different when he's not wearing makeup.
He looks so cute. I think he looks so cute.
He looks great either way, but it's like a different person.
Yeah. You know, in the Red Lights music video when he's wearing that like backwards crop top where the whole back is showing?
Yeah.
And he has like blonde hair. I mean, that's a pretty good look.
Did I see that? Yeah,
yes,
I think we
that
saw
the
that.
Red
yes.
Lights, the chains.
Yes,
with the
I
chains.
I cannot breathe. With the chains?
Oh, I was showing her. Like, Christina and I watched all of the videos that we linked on our show notes. And perfect. She thought it was very memorable. Okay, my favorite is his thunderous bandage look with the red hair.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You do love that one.
I do.
You whipped.
I was like, look, there he is. There he is.
You're like, oh, he's there again. He's
hair,
there again.
His hair was fine, but everything else was like 12 out of 10.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Great.
I didn't even notice the red hair, really.
No, like hair. No one's looking at his hair.
It was honestly no like one. Flaming red hot Cheeto hair. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
He pulled it off.
No, do you know what's his worst hair was backdoor hair, which we just got to leave in the past. But it was better than backdoor hair. That was like a red faux hawk.
What you should add for each one or moving forward is their worst hairstyle.
If we can remember, if we know them enough.
If you know them
enough. If we know them enough.
Okay.
Yeah, we love
so
Bong Chun.
Why do we love Bong Chun? Well, he is the dad. He is totally their dad. He totally watches out for his members. He is the writer and producer, along with the other three Racha, of every single one of their songs, really. Almost all of them. I picked him as the MVP of 2023. He was my MVP.
You did. You convinced me that he really is the one, too.
That really says a lot. That's good.
Yeah. And he just has a heart of gold. RIP to Chan's room because that...
I know.
So if you don't know Stray Kids, well, Bong Chun did a weekly live every week. And it was like, it was pretty hour. It was like hours long lives. And it was so sweet. It would be in English and in Korean. And he'd always end it with the big hug. And it was just so sweet. He did like special Valentine's Day ones where he's like, if you don't have a date, like I'll be your date.
Stop
like,
it
oh,
it
was
right
so cute.
Now.
And sometimes like Ryan Reynolds would log on to him and stuff because they're buddies. Yeah.
They are.
They're close with Ryan. Yeah. It's kind of, like, that's kind of random, but they did it. Isn't it because they did a Deadpool thing on Kingdom?
On Kingdom,
is that
which
why?
We will talk
yeah.
about.
Was there
shortly.
A promotion for Deadpool? Is that what? And then they did that.
No, they just
they
did a
Deadpool
themed.
Deadpool.
I should play this for
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it for.
Oh,
her.
It's so yeah. good. Oh my gosh!
If you haven't seen, if it's hit, it's God's do. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called on Kingdom. God's do. So it was a mashup of
hit you with that do.
So mashup of God's Menu and Blackpink's do, and it was incredible.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Of course,
and then Ryan Reynolds, but it was also like Deadpool themed, and so Ryan Reynolds saw it and then like messaged them on Instagram or whatever, and they became besties.
Of course, because of course, why not?
Of course, why not?
Yeah, of course.
My favorite thing of Christopher is the kids episode.
Oh, explaining Australia to the little kids. So cute.
Yes. It's so cute.
I'm an elementary school teacher, guys, and I loved it so much. Loved it so much.
And it's him and Felix, and they're just kind of like, they start, they're like, good day, mate. I feel like, do you know what we're saying? And they're like, no.
I feel bad though, because those girls were whipped for Felix.
Who wouldn't be? Of course, why not?
No. Of course, why not?
Here's the thing though. Like, the more you get to know Chan, it's like, is anyone hotter than him ever? No.
He's a sweetheart.
No.
He's a sweetie pie. I really, really loved that part. And he was so excited to be with the kids. And that is a big, I love it. I love it. Snaps for him.
Yeah, Chan's room just had a lot of, like, the dude is, like, the master of awkward pauses that just kind of sits there. And he just kind of sits there. And it's just, like, quiet. But he's just, like, living his life. And then he's just, like, he's so awkward. And I love how he, like, genuinely tries to answer the questions. Like, just go Google Chan giving you advice about periods. And you'll just love everything about it.
I was telling Christina funny. Somebody asked him on the live what red lights is about. Do you remember this? Yeah. He's like,
no, I don't know. I just,
he's like, it's about traffic safety.
Like, what?
No,
I remember that. I'm like, oh my gosh, buddy,
he's so endearing.
Sir.
Yeah.
Oi Felix,
yeah, you wrote on here,
come here bro.
Oi Felix, come here bro.
I love them together. I just love them together.
If you guys are Stray Kids fans but you haven't watched Kingdom, please do, because, like, Kingdom just shows them off so good.
Yeah.
And you'll see Bang Chan in Wolfgang, which that wasn't their best performance.
That was a moment.
But it was a very iconic moment. It was just a moment.
That was a moment.
Just a moment.
Also, he's so athletic. When they had, like, the field day thing, he was, like, the MVP of the field day. He and Woo Young.
Yeah.
How many times is this?
Oh. Okay.
And Min Hyun. Mm-hmm.
He's super athletic. At the Stray Kids concert that me and Elle went to different concert dates last year, his emceeing was just, like, really funny, because he, like, you know, he and him and Felix are the only ones that are, like, native English speakers, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. But every member of the group didn't really use a translator. They, like, tried to speak in English. But, like, my only like, K-pop concert before Stray Kids was 17, to where it's, like, everyone's basically fighting for the microphone at a 17 concert.
So true.
Like, who's going to talk the most? Like, is it Hoshi? Is it someone? Like, who knows, right? But at Stray Kids, of course, it was basically, like, Chan is always going to be the one that, like, grabs the mic. Mm-hmm. And he just, like, was like, all right, mates, like, what are you thinking, Hyunjin? Like, what did you think about that set? And he would, like, pass the microphone down the line. He's, and it was just, so, like, a classic dad making
his kids
talk.
He's like an elementary school teacher. He's like Christina. Yeah. We're watching that the video of him in, like, the airport and him, like, lining them up and counting.
That honestly would be me. When I'm on a field trip, I have to count the kids 50 million times because I do not want to lose any child.
He lost Felix once. Perfect. At award show.
You know what? I believe it. Actually, I do believe this.
He's such a sweetie.
Chan's the best.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, we can move on from Chan. We could stay on him for a billion years. Although I have a feeling most of our listeners also are obsessed with him. So we'll move on. We have to talk about Jaehyun from NCT. We love him.
We love him here.
Me very recently. I mean,
we're females, so it's
been
impossible
a week of me loving him.
No, but we love him. I love him. Well, I only know him because I watched Dear M. Remember when we binged Dear M?
Okay,
we were obsessed.
Don't spoil anything because I just started Dear M. I've only watched two episodes.
It's so bingy.
Isn't that cute?
It's just so bingy.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch it now. It's just so bingy.
He won the best dressed K-drama award last year for me. That says something, yo.
That also means it was probably a pretty dry year for dressed people because he just wore, like, sweatpants. But he looked
good
at that drama.
He looked great. What about that coat that he wears, the tan one?
Yeah, he's a college kid in this drama, Dear M, and he just looks really good. Like, I was going to say, picture this. Korea creates Twilight, and he plays Edward.
Yeah, of course why
I
not.
Just think,
of course, why not?
I just think he literally is, like, a hot vampire. Like, this is exactly, like, give him fangs.
He has the cheekbone structure.
He has the bone structure.
The skin. Yes. It's the cheekbones. It's the skin. It's everything. It's the look. All of it. And then
he has a smolder.
He has very white skin.
That's what it is. Yes.
Anyways. Like that you told me that the guy with the crazy eyes would be Hendry.
Yeah, Hendry would play Jasper for sure. Absolutely.
Took that.
Yeah, Jaehyun, if you guys somehow don't know, he's from NCT 127. He is one of the vocalists. He's the visual.
He speaks English.
He's one third of the foreign swaggers, you know, very prestigious position.
But he lived in the United States for like 4 years, right?
Yeah, but he still speaks well.
No, he has like no accent.
Well, yeah, I looked it up. He lived in Connecticut from 5 to 10 years old. So it was only 5 years, but it was like those formative years. Yeah. So I think that's probably why he doesn't have an accent.
Yeah.
It really worked out for him because he doesn't. No. You know that foreign swaggers thing I sent you where like Spider-Man? Mark is Spider-Man? The whole thing is stupid, but I like it because of Jaehyun's like three lines because his voice is so cute and so deep. And he's
holding
just, like,
that basketball. Yeah.
He's just holding a basketball and like Johnny's talking and he's like, he says like the word Maxwell and Jaehyun's like, Maxwell? And I'm like, rewind, rewatch, say Maxwell again. Just say it again. Over and over again.
He has a beautiful, like, you deep know. Voice.
I love his singing voice.
Yeah. His singing voice is so pretty. Yeah.
Okay, we have to talk about singing voice because I was listening to the new NCT 127 song we were just talking about. The Be There For Me or something? And it's like the very end of the chorus. No, the bridge. Jaehyun has his line and he has like a run. And I was like, I immediately knew that was Jaehyun without having to look it up. And I was like, Jaehyun. Oh my gosh. Like he just has like, most singers in NCT 127 have higher voices and then he has the low voice. And it stands out so much. It's like so good.
I feel like his voice is handsome. Like if just, yeah. His voice is handsome. Yeah.
It's very attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
His voice is so handsome. And then like his, yeah, that's me from Perfume is, listen, it's so iconic. So good. One of my favorite Jaehyun videos is Johnny's Communication Center in IKEA. I just think it's
is that the one you showed me?
Yes. Like the snake.
The snake.
I just
of course why
it's
not?
It's like 5 years ago and Jaehyun says nothing. He just follows Johnny around IKEA, but it was just worth watching.
But he does get attacked by a snake.
Yeah, Jason. That's my friend Jason.
Johnny's so weird.
Fun fact, you probably knew this, but he apparently went to school with DK when they were little.
I saw that in your notes. I can't picture them together. DK. I can't.
Well, DK didn't talk to him because apparently Jaehyun was too handsome and he was too intimidating.
Of course, why not?
Of course, why not? Honestly.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear Jaehyun's really good voice, look up the I Like Me Better Love cover on YouTube. It's really good. He also has two singles. So you can look up Forever Only or Horizon. And they're both... In Forever Only, he's like swimming in water in a white t-shirt. So I think just for that reason alone, you should probably look
up
the music
video.
Of course,
why not? You love, Elle, that cover he did. We saw it yesterday.
Oh, I think you already talked about it.
She did.
Oh, I Like Me Better.
Yeah.
I Like Me Better When
Sorry.
I'm With You.
I missed it.
Yeah, that one's really good. That's really good.
Okay.
Of course, why not?
Number three. The next one is Hyungjo, everyone. Hyungjo.
Who is Hyungjo?
He is from...
I just want people to guess from home. Who is Hyungjo?
Who Christina say his name is Hyungjo? From
what 97 could possibly be translated in Christina's brain to Hyungjo?
Okay, hear me out.
Listen.
Okay, so Hyungjo is from The Boys with a Z. The Boys with a Z. Don't...
Hyungjo is from The Boys.
Hyungjo, yo.
Yeah.
It rhymes, yo. Okay.
It does, yo.
Okay, but... When I saw these notes in the beginning, it was on my phone. To be fair, it was on my phone. And they were very, very small. And so I could not read it. And Elle sent me a screenshot. So then it was ultra small. And so I couldn't really read it. So I was like, Hyungjo. And she's like, Hyungjo? Right. Or both of
right.
you.
It's Hyungjo.
It's Hyunjae.
Yes.
From The Boys, yeah. If
you
were wondering. You
know what, you guys? I like Hyungjo better. Of course, why not?
We just did Jaehyung, and now we're in Hyungjae.
Hyungjae.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the internet told me his real name is Jaehyun. He changed it. Probably
because of that reason.
There's already a Jaehyun of K-pop.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I'll be Hyunjae instead. I'm like, great.
We love it.
A preface here is like me, Elle, and Christina, like we are new Dibby. We're becoming Dibby.
She's roped you into being a Dibby.
What is a Dibby?
Okay. Actually, it's
what
just
is
me
Dibby?
And Elle.
What's Dibby?
Dibby. You don't know what Dibby is? I can't believe you don't know what Elle, she doesn't know what Dibby
is. How could you not know what they are? What it Dibby. Is. I think it's an it.
I am. Christina, I am Dibby.
I'm Dibby too.
Wait, stop. Is this the. Wait. Hold everything. Is this the name of their fan base?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Stop it right.
If onces are the best fan name, Dibby is the worst fan name, but we still love them.
We still love them.
I don't even know how to say it. Christina, we want to be Dibby so bad, and we're working on it. I know, it really deserves this kind of reaction. Jacob, if you're listening, and I know you are, we love the boys, but we don't understand your fan
with
name
all due respect.
With all due respect.
You know, yeah. When you're talking about Dibby, I thought it was the song, and I'm like, that is like the dumbest song I've ever heard.
No,
but
a song would be better, Christina. It's literally the fan name.
What do you think it's spelled like? How would you spell Dibby?
Dibby, D-A-B.
Dab?
No. Oh, wait. Sorry. D-A-B. Or is it? No. It's probably D-A-B-E-E.
Christina, I don't know if this makes it better or worse, but the actual fan name is actually like in English, it's written T-H-E-B or T-H-E-B
just
with no space.
Wait, say that again.
Okay. So it's actually in English, it's the B.
But they don't have TH.
Koreans don't say TH, so they say Dubby. And so then even like English speakers will say we're Dubby. I don't know which one is
better. Teaching us everything.
Thank you, Meg. Yes.
And I wasn't saying that this is dumb or anything. I respect all names.
No, it's kind of dumb.
Okay, but I'm so sorry I was laughing. It really caught me off guard. I'm really sorry, Elle. I'm really sorry, Maddie.
Apologize to Jacob.
You know what, Jacob, I know you're listening. I am so sorry. Here, do you want me to do like a full like knee bow like all the way to the floor? I can.
I think you should.
Okay, let me do it right now.
I think Kevin would demand that more than Jacob, actually.
Oh, tell them I'm doing it.
Christina's doing a full bow. Here's the thing, the boys, if you're listening, we literally love you. We just don't understand your fan name at all, so. It's fine. We're moving on. Hyunjae from The Boys. So yeah, we have like first impressions of Hyunjae and Younghoon. We have some 97s. We do know Jacob a little bit more.
Because he's on with Eric Nam a lot.
Yeah, because he's with Eric. Exactly.
I love Eric.
Yes. Let's talk about Eric for a minute. We love you, Eric.
We're doing an 88 podcast.
I know. I was like, when are you going to do the 88ers?
An 88? We need to do it and only talk about Eric Nam. That would kind of be amazing, actually.
I'm down. I will invite myself.
I would love that.
It's just Christina recording by herself.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hyunjae is a lead vocalist. He's a lead dancer. He's a visual. He's one third of the Bermuda line. Does anyone know why it's called the Bermuda line?
Like the Bermuda Triangle?
The visual line.
Oh, I thought it was because they all wear Bermuda shorts.
I thought so
lip gloss.
I was like, it's because of lip gloss. He's in the Bermuda line, which is the visual line with Younghoon, Hyunjae, or wait, he is Hyunjae, with Younghoon and Chuyeon. It's a darn shame Sunwoo's not in this
How
Bermuda line.
How is Sunwoo not in the visual line? Like,
I'll
what sense does that make?
Zero sense. I think it's because... like, those three guys really fit the Korean beauty standards, like, to a T. But we just, like, I think Sunwoo fits the international beauty standards a little bit more.
Okay.
That's my opinion to it. I don't know. But, yeah, Hyunjae. Okay. Every time I look at Hyunjae, I feel like I've seen him before. And there's something about him that feels familiar. And I've been thinking, why does he look familiar to me? Then I realized he kind of... stay with me here. He kind of looks like my resident director in college, but she's like a Caucasian woman. But he just like has the same.
You're done. It's I can't even say, of course, why not?
Like facial twitches, and it just dawned on me today. It's been bothering me for months. I just had to get that off my.
You know,
chest.
I'm really. Thank you so much for telling us. This is what I think you should do. This is what you should do.
Right.
You should actually tell that person this information. I mean, I think that
I feel
will
like
really
be like, cool.
No, that will be go. That will go really, really. It will go down really nicely. Of course, why
if
not?
If someone told me I looked like Hyunjae, I'd say great.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
He's a beautiful
he's
man.
Very handsome. He's so beautiful.
Yeah.
He looks like a hot dad. He just has like this dad. Can't you just see him like wearing like a fanny pack, but not across his chest, like across his belt, and just like. Long socks with shorts.
You are painting a very vivid picture. Oh my god, you've thought of this so long and hard. Like I'm like, how did you? Oh my gosh.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. I mean, of course, why not?
He's really talented at spinning things.
Oh
he's
gosh,
really good at spinning
watch
things.
Those
well, we did not watch all videos? Like 15 minutes of him there spinning
was,
something.
There
but...
was one clip, and he was full on spinning that pizza box or whatever it was for like 4 minutes. I'm like, okay, I we get yes, thank
oh,
you.
Yeah, that one was long.
That was so long.
No, guys, he can spin like any flat thing on his hand for like ever, like iPads, like bathroom signs,
I'm
books.
Whack you.
Like anything.
Christina's trying
can,
to spin
like,
something. It almost hit me.
He can flick it up in the air and catch it back, and it's still spinning.
I mean, I could do it too.
That's
so.
Cool.
This is dangerous for me.
His English name is Jerry Lee, and I think that's just great.
So, do you know who Jerry Lee is, Maddie?
No,
okay.
I don't.
It's probably because I have old
I just
parents,
like the name.
But I know who he is. He's a comedian from like the 1940s and 50s. And he's really silly, like really. He's like, I think buddies with like Bob Hope type era.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's like very classic old comedian. He's like really cheesy and seems nothing
like
Hyunjae, honestly. Yeah.
He probably didn't mean to name himself after this comedian.
Or he could have.
I just like that
maybe,
name.
Maybe he knows Jerry Lee.
I don't know.
Maybe. Jerry Lee Lewis.
He has.
Yeah.
He has a Shih Tzu named Tharong,
so
and
cute.
It's so cute. I grew up with a Shih Tzu, and I love them. They're so cute.
Aww.
And he has one. It's so, and it's an old Shih Tzu. He's like he or she. I don't know. Is like 11 years old. It's so cute.
Yeah. We love dogs here.
They hang out with.
We love dogs here.
Young Hoon has a little poodle named Bodhi, and they hang out together, and it's really cute.
And my dog's half poodle, so I loved Young Hoon's dog.
Oh my gosh. It's adorable. Yeah.
So anyways, cute.
So, those are my first impressions of Hyunjae.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Great dancer. Like, he's definitely, you put him in the center, and he's gonna rock it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's a good center.
Yeah.
Yep. But wait.
He is.
You said his name wrong. It's Hyunjae.
Sure.
Hyunjae. In the, what's it called? Passion Fruit Special Unit. They have like a five of them do a song called Passion Fruit, and they do like a music
video. It's a good song.
He literally just picks up his shirt with his teeth and just holds it for a while.
Great look.
I think that's worth watching.
Great look.
Yeah. It's great.
All right. Anyways, you continue. Lost me at Passion Fruit.
It's on the lip
what
gloss.
It
it's on this. It's Boys Fantasy Part 1. Fantasy with a PH. Part 1. Lip
Christina,
gloss is on that. It's one of the best albums of 2023.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. One of the greatest K-pop podcasts of all time, The K-Drop, actually said lip gloss was their third favorite song of the year. So you know what? You can just go and hang out with Hyunjae by yourself. And
okay. You know, I'm glad. But do I need to wear Bermuda shorts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Darn it.
You can hang out with him in my RD.
Okay, great.
He looks
okay,
like him.
Well, we talked about Young Hoon already with his pet poodle, who's the cutest. But Young Hoon, we're just getting to know him. I did watch Tale of Nine Tails 1938, and I thought he did a great job in the. He was in the first episode. He was like the villain, and I thought he did a great job. He did a really good job.
I didn't watch it, but yeah,
yeah. Anyway, Maddie found some videos to show us, and like my general impression is that he is so cute. That's my general impression.
He's cute.
He's absolutely adorable.
My impression of him is he's like the middle child of this group that like. Okay, after I watched a lot of videos of Hyunjae,
because you're a middle child. Hyunjae,
I'm a middle child, so I resonate with this. Mm-hmm. So my sister will always tell me, Maddie, you always do things, and you want credit for everything you do. So if you did something cool, like you're gonna be like,
that's my brother.
Give me
too.
Credit for this. Look at me. Tell me I'm cool. I did that. It's cool. I feel like that's Younghoon. I feel like he needs this, and he does things so that people think he's funny. That was kind of my impression because I resonated with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But then Hyunjae, I feel like Hyunjae does funny stuff if no one's looking. Mm. So like you get lucky if you catch him doing something funny in the background. That was like my impression of him. It's like, what's he doing? I don't know. He's not doing it for attention. He's just like doing it. Mm. But then Younghoon is like, I'm doing it. He looks around. Does anyone see that? Does anyone think that was funny? That's how I would be personally.
All right. I mean, you sent us a video of him crying, and it was so sweet and adorable.
Yeah.
It really, that showed, like, the 97ers to a T, with the exception of some other ones. But I feel like, in the exception, with an addition to JK, who also cries all the time. Yeah, write that down. I don't care. You can write that down.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Xiao Jun has more counts than JK at the moment. Oh, I just said it. Oh, no, you have to say it. Okay, never mind.
Me saying, you were saying it too, so that's joint for us, for Xiao Jun.
Does it count if I say it?
I think it's joint count. Yeah.
Hey Christina, you'll love this. Younghoon, apparently he has a little tata that he carries around a lot.
Did we miss that?
Oh, so is he V bias?
Yeah, he like loves V, and then the video I was watching is he's like hugging Tata, and he's like, this is Tata, I carry him around all the time. And then he's like saying, I love V Hyung, like V Sambaenim. And then it shows a picture of him next to V, and it's like, successful fan, because he's like standing next to V.
Aww.
I was like, Christina would love this.
Christina's favorite BT21 character.
I mean, he's no RJ, but you know, what are you going to do?
No, he's no Chimmy. He's no Chimmy. Or
he's
Cookie.
No Chimmy. Jimmy.
Or Ming. Tata.
It That's fits V so well, though. It does.
It really does. And I love V. Yeah. I love Tay. I love Tay Tay.
Yeah.
And our last boys member that we have to talk about is Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob is so cute.
Is he not like the sweetest, sweet boy of like the softest boy of K-pop?
He's literally this like part of me was like he's the Joshua Hong of like the boys, but I'm like, no, he's way sweeter than Joshua Hong.
He's way sweeter than Joshua Hong.
No, Joshua Hong is not like, he acts sweet on the outside, but I'm like, he's savage in the inside. I think Jacob's literally just sweet.
Oh, he's part of the devil line.
devil line.
Jacob literally is just like hugging pillows, and he's like, I just love my mom so much. I'm like, I know you mean this.
He does once a week. He does a pajama karaoke in his cute little pajamas, and he always sings like the softest little songs. And
like, I want him to join.
Really cute.
Does he join? I want him to join JK, Mingyu, and Chanu. I feel like that would just be a great. I'm being serious.
I put a tally.
How many has that been so far?
You're only on 7, but we haven't even talked about him yet.
I honestly, genuinely, not because of Mr.
You want him, JK, to have Golden. Good friends.
You can just say Mr. Golden, because...
You know. Okay, you know what? Mr. Golden counts.
You want JK to have good friends.
I do.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Golden does not count.
That counts.
It counts, yeah.
Yeah, guys, Jacob is really adorable. There is some prime Eric Nam Taebok show interviews with Jacob, and it's just like, just go watch it. It'll just make you smile immediately.
Well, and he's Canadian, and I feel like he's the most Canadian of any Canadians I know.
He is.
Yeah, he's so
I agree.
So sweet.
A lot of Canadians?
Well, in the K-pop world, there's several Canadians. Like who,
you
Maddie?
Know, Mark
who?
Lee. Oh, you know, Mark Lee.
Should we start
maybe.
A Mark Lee count?
We Mark have
Lee.
So many
Mark
counts.
Mark Lee.
We have so many counts.
But he and Kevin, they're the Canadian line on The Boys, and their name is Moon Bay. Have you seen it? Their Moon Bay song?
That, yeah. No, I wrote down their Moon Bay song. I don't remember the melody, but it was something like, Jacob, he's from Toronto. Kevin, he's from Vancouver. They're in a group called The Boys.
What's that guy, the other guy?
Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. Like Kevin, he might be my bias, like, on The Boys.
He's like, so Jacob sweet. Plays the guitar. Kevin plays the piano. I don't remember the melody.
They're,
but
just,
it was actually
the cutest
good.
Little Canadians.
Why are they called Moon Bay?
Oh, Kevin Moon. And wait, what's Jacob's last name?
I don't know.
It must have a bay in it.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. I'm tracking.
Well, also, yeah, Kevin really is obsessed with Beyonce, so.
Kevin? I wish we were talking about Kevin. I love Kevin.
We will.
Yeah, literally.
He's 99. I bet he's a 99.
Jacob.
He has to be.
Yeah.
Jacob has literally, like, said in his own, on from his own mouth, he's like, yeah, I don't swear. And it's really cute
his
how he, like,
story.
Explain. He's like, I don't swear. I just don't do it. And Eric's like, yeah. Like, Eric from The Boys, he's like, I've never heard him swear.
Well, Eric asked him that.
He's never sweared.
So, like, Eric Nam had them ask each other questions, and that was Eric from The Boys' question was, have you ever gotten angry to Jay?
Yes.
Because Eric has never seen him angry before. And then, like, Kevin's I haven't seen him angry before either. And his little story of why he doesn't swear is so precious.
It was funny because Eric, Boys Eric, was like, he's like, have you ever gotten truly angry? And Jacob's like, I have. And they're like, great. Like, Kevin's like ready. He's like, how, what did he do? What made him angry? I'm so excited, right? And he's like, when I was little, my brother threw a deck of cards at me. And so what's that, like 50 cards? And Kevin's like, 52. And he's like, yeah, 52 cards. And it hurt. And I turned around and I said a bad word. And ever since then, I decided to not have rage issues anymore. And Kevin's like,
no,
that's the whole story.
No.
Because the story sucks.
No, the full story is that every time he swore, he had to ask God for forgiveness.
And that too. He
and
would
so,
do that, yes.
So he decided that he better not swear anymore so he didn't have to keep asking God for forgiveness.
Yes, he said that too. Yeah.
And then, so and then like, Eric was like, even, because I guess they take acting lessons in the company. And Eric was like, we have to do acting lessons. And in the script, it had a cuss word. And Jacob's like, I'm sorry, teacher. I can't say that word because it's a swear word and I don't swear.
So precious.
And then Eric Nam's like, when you swear one day, please call me. I want to hear it.
I love him. I love Eric Nam. When are we doing the 88ers, yo?
88 line. Yeah, no. Like, just go Google, like, Jacob and Kevin hanging out talking English. Like, it's just, it'll just make you smile. They're just really cute.
Maddie, what about his milk bag?
His milk bag? I love his milk bag. He was on a Eric, it was a dive studio. I think it was Get Real, like with Peniel and Ashley. And he was on this interview with them. And Kevin's like, Jacob, tell him about your milk bag. And they're like, milk bag? And he's like, yeah. In Toronto, we have I say bags of milk. He says bags of milk. Bags of milk. And Peniel's face is like, he's so confused about this concept. It's so funny. And apparently he like, they buy bags of milk there and put them like in a container. And they're trying to force Jacob to explain this concept. And he's like, can we just be done talking about this? Like,
he's like,
I don't understand
it. Doesn't make sense. I don't know why we do it.
Like, he's like, it's
just
stupid.
Like what
I don't
they
know.
Do it in that area. And he's just like, that's what we do. Move on.
Yeah. Well, and I remember at one point hearing him expand on that story and saying he would just put cereal into the milk bag and eat it. But I couldn't find that when I re-looked through the clips.
Of course, why not?
I always remembered that part of the story. He was like, yeah, I'd put, if there's like just a little bit of milk left, I would just dump cereal into the milk bag. Which I just feel like he's my spirit animal. This is perfect. You know,
aww. But, yeah, you and Jacob are just alike.
Totally.
He's so cute.
Is he your, do you think he's going to be your bias? Or you think it's Sunny?
I don't think he'll be my bias. No, it'll be like Sunny or Kevin.
You mean Dio?
Yeah, Sunny or Dio.
Dio is her bias.
Dio is. No, I don't think Jacob's like my bias, but he's just, I think there's, he's just adorable. He has so much flavor.
Our biases for The Boys are TBD.
They are TBD. We're becoming more dubby as time goes on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we have an intermission?
We talked about having an intermission.
Intermission.
One.
Yeah.
Let's just have an intermission. Check out part two to hear the rest of our thoughts on the 97 line.